USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
New jobless claims are down, hitting their lowest level since early March of 2020, as the pandemic was shutting down the economy. The Labor Department reporting 360,000 Americans filed first-time claims for unemployment benefits last week. That number is still higher than most analysts were expecting. The number, however, is a drop from the previous week's revised total of 386,000. Florida Republican Congressman Brian Donald suggests that Black Lives Matter is on the wrong side regarding what is happening in Cuba after the organization put out a statement blaming the U.S. embargo for the country's unrest and praising the Cuban government.
And I find it ironic that BLM loved people protesting in the streets last year, but they don't want to put blame where blame resides, and that's with the communist dictatorship in Cuba.
This is USA Radio News.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is slamming the Texas State Democrats who fled the state in an attempt to halt a voting reform bill. McConnell chuckling in response to Vice President Harris's assertion that the lawmakers sacrificed much in their journey to D.C.
Not like much of a sacrifice to me. They've been on a joyride on private planes with plenty of beer on board, and they're getting paid, presumably, even though they're not showing up for work.
The state Senate passed the bill on Tuesday night. More protests in southern and central Florida on Wednesday in support of the Cuban people and against the current communist regime. It was the fourth straight day of demonstrations, with many roads getting blocked off in Miami's Little Havana neighborhood. Miami Mayor Francis Suarez saying he's hoping for change on the island nation.
There's nothing to be rejoiced for right now, unfortunately. The only thing there is their hope that this moment becomes something bigger.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Homeland Security Secretary is issuing a strong warning to Cubans and Haitians: don't come to the United States. Cuban-born Alejandro Mayorkas is saying the time is never right to attempt migration by sea, and the risk is not worth taking. This as the United States is welcoming people from Central and South America with open arms. Mayorkas explaining his thought process on CNN.
It's a very important humanitarian message. It is a long-standing message from the United States. And the reality of it is that when people take to the sea, they put their lives in tremendous peril. Just in the last few weeks, we have seen approximately 20 people lose their lives by taking to the sea. It is extraordinarily dangerous. It is not worth the risk. And consistent with long-standing practice, people will be returned. One cannot take to the sea and come to the United States. It won't work, and it is extraordinarily dangerous.
U.S. Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer says he hasn't decided if he'll stay on the bench. Some Democrats are calling for him to step down so President Biden can name a younger liberal to the court, while Democrats hold a majority in the Senate. The 82-year-old justice said it would depend on his health and on the court. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.